Welcome everybody to our first teleconference call that Maddie and I are doing together, and it's actually the very, very first call that I've ever been involved with doing. I mean, I've been a participant, but not one of the ones. So this is pretty exciting to me to be doing this tonight. So I really am very appreciative that there's so many people have come. So we've got over 30 people now, and what we're going to do is we've got a program planned of what we're going to go through this evening. Okay, well, what we're going to do now is we're going to just tell a little bit about ourselves, and I'm going to get Randy to be the first one to just give a little bit of information about who you are, Randy, and what you're doing here.
Okay, so hi, everyone. This is Randy Fritz, and I'm calling from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And I've been teaching health principles to thousands of individuals for over 30 years, and I'm really grateful for that because I think that's one of the greatest jobs in the world, helping people in this field. I'm a certified nutritional consultant, an iridologist, and a reflexologist, but I think maybe several of the people on the call might know me because I helped develop the Vitality Analysis Testing Service, which a lot of people enjoy. Now, I'm really excited about this course because although we developed a course very similar to this about 15 years ago, it was always taught in small group settings. Maybe 10 people was probably a nice number. But now with teleconferencing and the web, we can reach out to a lot more people, and hopefully for a lot of you, it'll be a lot more comfortable. You can just sit in your comfy chair in your living room and get all this information. And I'd like everyone to imagine, and particularly you, Diana, that I'm giving this course dressed in my immaculate three-piece suit and sitting in my orderly home, which I have cleaned all day.
Sorry. You knew that that was going to make me laugh. Yes, Randy, of course.
And I'm also extremely handsome.
Well, that's of course, but I mean, but the three-piece immaculate suit and the fact that he's cleaned his house all day, I don't think so. Are you finished then?
Yes.
Okay. So, for me, I've always had this quite a passionate interest in nutrition, and it started probably when I was about 20, back in when I was going to college, and I already was starting to pick up books on vegetarian cookbooks and nutrition books and just looking around and trying to figure out things, because somehow I was never really the most healthy person. I was a little bit sick all the time as a kid, just things, nothing really dreadfully bad, but just this and that. And so it started there with this keen interest to learn things, and then I became someone who started cooking for different groups of people, and then when I was living in London, England, I started teaching cookery classes in the evening and whole food cookery classes, and basically for the last 39 years, I've been studying this subject informally. It's not a I don't have any certificates in it, but I've studied so much, and I've tried so many things. I've really tried it, all these different kinds of health regimes, just because I wanted to find something that was really going to work. And I feel like after all these years, I really have an idea of what works and what doesn't, because the things that I try, I do them anywhere from, you know, 6 months to a couple of years. I wouldn't just fiddle around. I'd actually really get into some sort of health regime and really try that out. Although I have to say that the Atkins diet, I only did it for 2 weeks. That didn't really work at all for me. But anyways, I tried it. And then the other thing about me is that I've quite a world traveler. I've traveled all around the world at least a few times. I've spent time in places like India, Japan, Thailand, Indonesia, China, Tibet, Mexico, and ended up living in England for 19 years. So when I traveled around, I was always learning about new foods and trying them out and going into people's kitchens and learning things. So I have a very, just a big interest in all this. So that's basically me in a nutshell. Okay, so what I also have here is we were talking about what is the intent and where we are coming from.
Oh, okay. So what I would like people to get from this course in the following weeks is a simple, obvious, gentle approach to whatever issues you're dealing with or just generally increasing your health levels. And I say simple, obvious, because like many people, I got involved in the health field for personal reasons, and I quickly learned how incredibly complicated it was and at times convoluted it is, because there's dozens of different theories all contradicting each other. There's thousands of different supplements all claiming to be the thing that you have to have or you'll die. And I'm actually a simple prairie boy myself, and so to maintain my sanity, I decided that I could really just only deal with a small number of principles which were intuitively obvious. For example, right now we're coming up to the end of January, and this is January is the month of resolutions, and by now, statistically, almost 100% of those resolutions have been broken. And this is a standard joke that most people accept, and somehow next year we'll all turn around and make those resolutions again. And there's this incredible optimism that somehow that we can change our lives for the better. And in this context, you have to ask the question, well, where does this optimism come from? Well, the optimism comes from the fact that it's actually true, that we can change our lives and our bodies by making a decision and taking simple actions. And we call this truth or principle regeneration. And this refers to the fact that every year we replace almost 98% of all the cells in our body. And today we'll create 300 billion new cells. And those will replace old cells. And even just during the hour of this talk, we'll replace 2 billion new cells. We'll create those. And if those cells are given the proper environment of nutrition and balance, these cells can be stronger, they can be more energized, and our bodies that make up those cells can be newer, stronger, and more radiant. And so for millions of years, our body has been genetically coded to do everything that you could possibly imagine. Reduce weight, lower blood pressure, balance our blood sugar. It's all been encoded in there. It's happening all the time. And a newer, stronger body can just do this in a much more effective manner. And so the people that sort of broke their resolutions weren't wrong. They just didn't know how to approach this regeneration process and to know how easy it is. And so this course will remind people about the simple, important things about health, and it will also give directions of what steps we can take to actually carry that out.
That's really well said. And what I'd like to add to this is that, you know, for me, better eating totally changed my life. I had spent many years eating well, but then there was, when I was running a business in England, there was a time for 10 years where I was working 15, 16 hours a day, and I ate poorly, and I ended up really suffering from that. And what actually brought me back was actually whole food, and I am a real believer of that. And I know that it's easy, it's simple, and it's obvious that it's just about eating real food. And that's why we're calling this Real Food for Life, this website, because we're all about eating real food. And it's not about diets either. It's whole foods again. And, you know, the basic thing is we are a result of what we eat. And I heard this quote on the radio a while back. It was someone who told his doctor and to control his blood sugar with good nutrition. And the doctor replied, "Oh, you want to use alternative medicine?" And the guy said, "Since when did eating properly become alternative medicine? And being medicated being the norm?" And I just love that. I've kept that you know, I heard it on the radio and I wrote it down. I thought, oh, I just love that because that's exactly the way I think. So that's what we're going to do here is we're going to learn more about how we can get those whole foods into our diets and make it easy and simple.
A lot of people don't know this, but Diana does a lot of just one-on-one counseling with people. And I'm always amazed by how many people she just, somehow she gets them to change their eating habits for the better. And, you know, I don't know if you've dealt with yourself, but that's actually a pretty difficult thing to do. And Diana somehow does that. I don't know how it works, but I'm actually hoping that people will take advantage of that during this course, that to use however Diana does that to change their eating habits for the better and get a little more healthy.
One of my favorite stories is I have a fellow who started working with me about 6 weeks ago, and we had a conference call over the phone, and I asked him what his diet was like and what kinds of vegetables he ate. And his vegetables were canned peas, canned corn, and pork and beans. I went, oh, my God. And then I said, okay, what kind of fruit do you eat? Oh, he said, I eat fruit every day. He had a little can of fruit cocktail, and he took that to work every day, he said. Oh, I'm lying. So now, within a few weeks, this same fellow was eating a huge bowl of salad every single day and craving it, and eating two or three pieces of fruit every day. He's a big guy, so he can handle that. So I'm so proud of him. He couldn't be here tonight because he has to work, but anyways, I'm very proud of what he's done. So now the next thing we were going to talk about is just a little bit about what we're expecting and from you and what you might be expecting from us, I guess, too. We're actually going to ask you to be committed to these calls, and what that means, like taking notes and doing some homework and posting on the website. I mean, it shouldn't be hard work. It should be something that if you're really this is what you're really ready for, then this should just be fun to do. And we're also going to get you to participate by asking you a few questions here and there within the calls. And this call tonight is more like an introduction. And we'll be doing a lot of our real work between now and the next call. So what we're going to do is we're going to open up the lines now, and we are going to ask you a few questions. Okay? Okay. So if anybody wants to speak, you have to do the star six. So,
and the question is, we're asking you, what do you want from this course? Because there's a lot of flexibility here.
And we probably won't be able to hear from everybody, but if you don't get a chance, we hope that you will either post it on the website or you'll send it to us in an email.
Well, I could speak about that.
And who's this?
This is Risa.
Okay, Risa.
From Western Alberta. Yes.
Okay.
And I'm very how will I say? I'm very well informed about good diet and nutrition because I've been practicing it since I was in my 20s. But I've gotten to an age in my life where what used to work with my metabolism when I was younger doesn't work for me now. My challenge is, and this is what I'll just say what I'm doing now. What I'm doing now is eating smaller portions, and I'm about to begin a physical regime to increase my metabolism because I want to fit into my clothes again. And so that's one of my major goals, and also because I know that I can't continue to eat the way I used to, even though I was very healthy, and I've become healthier as I've gotten older, because like you, Diana, when I was younger, I think I had problems that would niggle away, right?
Right.
And now I'm much healthier. Then I went through a stage where I wasn't quite so healthy recently, and it's made me wake up. But that's my challenge. It's trying to find a way through all the information that there is out there, all the supplements that I take, all the good ways I know that exist, without being so rigid in a regime that I don't feel free.
That's good. Yeah, that's very good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We'll definitely be talking about accomplishing all those things without being rigid. That's the whole point of this whole course, yes.
Rigidity is not allowed.
Hi, it's Sally.
Hi, Sally. Where are you from?
Hi, I'm from Hay River.
Thanks
so much for the call, you guys. This is going to be great. I'm really excited. My question is, what I see out there in terms of information that people have is just moving them away from, you know, saying like, okay, instead of Pepsi, you should have juice because that's much better. But we're to the point where everybody knows, you know, having like a live food is better, like real something that's juiced fresh or water's better or, you know, tea or whatever. So I guess what I want is more information on how to explain to people that moving to a whole food, like, because some people, like you said about the canned fruit, like some people are still there. They think that canned fruit, well, it's not the best, but it's better than, you know, a bag of Doritos, right?
Yes.
Do you know where I'm going? So I guess I'm just trying to find ways to, I don't know.
You know a lot of it, but you'd like to know, you want to learn how to explain some of this to other people that you...
Yeah, my in-law's asking me, you know, how come your kids can't eat that long? You know what I mean? Like, because I have a pretty... I do like for them to eat whole foods, but our general society doesn't understand that yet.
Okay, we're definitely going to be dealing with that.
Does that make sense?
Really good. No, it totally makes sense.
Thank you. Yeah, that explanation. But thank you so much, guys.
Great. Thank you, Sally. Anyone else have something they want to add?
Diana, it's Tricia. I just wanted to comment that I took this course from Randy about 15 years ago and did teach it. And it's just an exceptional course. And, I mean, the more we understand how our bodies work, I think the better we can, you know, make healthy lifestyle choices.
Exactly. And I know that you know that really well, Tricia.
Thanks, Diana.
Tricia's
Diana?
Very, very knowledgeable. Yes, who's that?
Diana, it's Sheila from Winnipeg.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi. I'm wondering if you guys can, I'm interested specifically, well, in everything that you have to say, but also for bodybuilding.
Okay.
A diet that might be a little extra helpful in that area.
Okay. We have something that you might want to use to help you with that. Well, we have some, yeah. There's a way that we can deal with that. That'll be really quite interesting for you.
Yeah, because I'm interested in dietary needs for physical activity, hockey. I want to get into bodybuilding myself, but
okay.
My son's a hockey player, so.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
There will be a module on that, too.
Excellent.
Okay, so we have one other question. What do you think causes poor health or being overweight?
Can you hear me, Diana?
Who's that?
It's Tricia.
Oh, hi.
It's stress.
Okay, we'll agree with you on that one.
That one's good, yeah.
Just to clarify, the name of this course is Radiant Energy and Healthy Slimness Course. And some of you, we know that some people are here for weight management and other people are here just for a more general health. And so sometimes we're going to use terminology that refers just to health people, and other times we're going to use terminology that refers just to, for example, weight loss. But everyone can understand that, in truth, a weight issue is really just a health issue. And a weight issue is just an indication the body's trying to tell us that something is out of balance, and we're not listening to it right. We somehow just can't understand the language that it's using to tell us. And so the question that we're asking is, why do you think people are overweight? We'd just like to get some of your comments on that, because we'll be dealing with those specifically in the course.
This is Risa again. I think some of the reasons are that people make poor food choices. They don't think about it as kind of a reflex that they make food. You know, I know that sometimes there are certain foods that I know are comfort foods for me, And it's like that issue about stress again, I think, that can trigger it. But sometimes it's just that, you know, you don't prepare ahead of time,
mm-hmm.
so you don't have the things on hand that you need in order to eat properly. And so you just take what's on hand and you graze through your house.
Right, yeah.
A cow.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
What happens to you.
Yeah.
Diana, Randy, this is Kim from Edmonton. I know for me, I think it's habits. I've formed bad habits, and I can't seem to stick to forming good habits. So I think that for myself, it started many, many years ago, and now I just can't get into a routine that has whole foods involved and cooking them and just knowing more than one good food. Like, I can make healthy chicken, and that's about it. Do you know what I mean? So I really want to learn a whole bunch of things I can do so that, for me, the first thing that I go to is a whole food and a healthy food instead of the first thing being frustration, so I grab a bag of chips or whatever is on hand.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's what you're saying is very, very common. I know that from talking to people. So that's good. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's Marika.
Oh, hi, Mary.
Hi. Okay. I eat healthy. I very seldom buy prepared foods. And yet I have this extra weight around my waist, which I know partly comes from eating cookies, you know, when I'm away from the house. I very seldom have it in the house because it's when I'm away from the house that I fall into temptation. And it seems to be sweets more than anything. I don't need to suppress my appetite because I don't overeat when I sit down for a meal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just that belly fat that indicates, you know, wrong foods that seem to be slipping into my diet before I know it. When I'm away from home, mostly.
Right.
Okay.
Good. Thank you.
Hi, Diana.
Hi.
Hi, this is Lori from Winnipeg.
Oh, hi, Lori. Hey.
I was just going to say that poor eating and overeating can also be just educating yourself. Like for myself, I'm now gone on gluten-free, and sometimes I'm not, because I miss the wheat, I sometimes overeat in other areas.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a craving, and you have to subsidize.
Right.
Or educate yourself better on what choices to make or what you can eat.
Right, yeah. And so many people can't eat wheat.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And they don't, a lot of people don't even know it.
that's another thing.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, thanks. Anybody else with an answer to either of those questions? Or?
Diana, it's Trisha again. I just want to expand on the stress comment, because stress takes out our digestion, and when we don't digest our food properly, that's when we tend to put on a lot of weight. So if we can find ways of improving digestion, I find that really helps with weight management.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there, absolutely.
Everyone out there seems to be so knowledgeable. I was hoping for some really, really simple answers. Like eating too much or something like that. But
how about just going back for a minute? Is there anybody else that would, you know, what they'd like out of this course that hasn't had a chance to say anything? Anybody out there want to say what they'd like from this course?
Hi, it's Valerie from Oliver.
Oh, hi. Okay.
When I started in Sunrider years ago, I lost about 45 pounds, and now it's slowly crept back on again. And I started losing already just this month, but I'm planning on getting back down again. And mine is just poor eating habits is my problem.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Thank you.
Okay, so there's a lot of different, I hear a lot of people talking about weight loss and also, you know, about health. And, you know, we're going to definitely look at that. And it's, what we're more about is like looking at how to stay, to get healthy is, you know, will actually create weight loss. If we're eating the right way, you know, without without eating the wrong things, then there's more of a chance that we will stay at the right level. Now, basically, being overweight is actually a symptom of imbalance. The body's craving something and it starts going in the wrong direction. And, So basically, it's more about eating what's right. And, you know, basically, you can eat less. And actually, you won't even lose any weight. You know, it isn't necessarily the way to eat. It isn't really what's going to happen. It's if you eat the right foods, you can actually eat more and weigh less. And that's kind of the way, place where we're coming from with this. And there's a few things that I've really seen over the years of working with people who are trying to lose weight. And what I know is what does not work is focusing on calories. I've never seen that work. It may for a temporary amount of time, but you can't continually be counting calories. It's just not going to work. And then people try to eliminate all fat from their diet. And again, that's not going to work either. Of course, you know, too much fat is not a good idea, but there are good fats. And the other thing is like cutting way, way back, far back on carbohydrates, and sometimes having no carbohydrates, because there's these diets out there that are like high protein diets, and let's get rid of all the carbs. And you know, carbs are not the enemy. It might be that we don't want to eat too many of them, you know, in excess, but a few good carbs a day, especially the good healthy ones, that's what we want to do. And we're gonna look at that at some point. And the other thing is getting very rigid and just swearing off of foods and getting into this sort of, I mustn't do this, and it just gets so stressful. And as soon as you get stressful, of course, as you know, you heard Tricia say too earlier, that it just does not work for the digestion. The digestion just seizes up when we're stressed out, so that's not going to work either. So what we really want to do is just be gentle with it, and we can see that there's things that don't work. And yeah, anyways, we'll talk about that more later. And so those are the kind of things that don't work. And Brandy, what do you think? What causes the problem or weight problem? What do you think that is?
Well, people have been giving some very good ideas about that particular question. And in this course, we'll be dealing with pretty well everything that everyone mentioned. So, for example, several people mentioned that while weight was coming on, let's say now in their life, somehow the same things that worked before didn't work now, and somehow the metabolism was different now. And so one of our modules that we'll be dealing with is actually how we actually increase the metabolism. And oddly enough, how we actually do that is to increase digestion. And this sometimes comes as a surprise to people, particularly the people who are, let's say, overweight, because they think they've got a great digestion. But the truth is they actually have a poor digestion. And so we'll be spending quite a bit of time on how to increase your digestion. And when you do that, when you increase the fire in your body, your metabolism goes up, and that aspect of weight management is taken care of. The other thing that we will be having actually a module on exercise, and what we've found is that it's really important that you're doing the right exercise for your own unique body and your own unique body type, because actually every single individual is completely unique, and what works in terms of nutrition or exercise for one person will not necessarily work for another person. And the cultures that have been, let's say, vibrant and healthy for thousands and thousands of years, they develop simple ways of looking at people and putting them in certain kinds of body types that were good for certain kinds of exercises. So we'll be talking about that. And depending upon your body type, that will also determine, for example, how much raw food your body can handle, or whether you should take hot meals or cold meals or eat ice cream or all kinds of stuff. And so it becomes a very individual thing, and we have to learn to get in touch with our own individual body. But we'll also deal with a few generalities in terms of body types. And so that will be another major module of the upcoming weeks.
Yes, and along with that, we'll definitely be really looking at the whole thing with junk food and how that all fits into it, and that those cravings that go along with all that. And what I've seen over in my time of being working with people is that people tend to, you know, one minute they're craving something that's salty, and then they're grabbing for that, and then they're grabbing for something that's sugary, and it's back and forth, and then it's something sour. And basically what we're looking at is a body that's just starving. It's basically really, really hungry. And you can't blame it for reaching out and grabbing these things, but that's because we have not fed that body the high-level nutrition and quality food that it needs, and just the right combinations, too. So there's a lot of different things that we can look at in relation to that. And that's a lot of what this eating fulfillment is all about. It's, you know, we're always looking at why are we craving this, why are we craving that. But you know, you have to be a little bit more gentle with the body. It's actually really not very happy a lot of the times. It's actually starving for something, and that's why it's doing that. And once you start feeding it exactly what it needs, things will calm down on that level. Then there's one other aspect of things that we're going to look at too, and it's toxicity. You know, there's just, you know, that's a lot of, I don't know if you've heard this before, but, you know, toxins get stored in fat cells. So if you are interested in, you know, weight loss and getting the toxicity levels down in your body is very key. So what we want to do is, in this course, we're going to look at ways that we can lessen the toxins and just different things that we can do that can help that. We can also help the body to eliminate them. And we can also help the body to stop producing them. So those are all things that we want to look at. And, you know, toxins are here to stay at the moment. They're not about to go away. You know, it's like there's the world as you know it is producing them on a grand scale every day. And you're breathing them in and eating them and drinking them. No matter how much organic you're doing, it's not going to, you're not going to get away from it, because, I mean, what air did those organic vegetables breathe? What kind of water were they watered with? I mean, I don't think anybody's watering their vegetables totally with filtered water, and it comes from the sky. Well, we know it's got acid rain and all kinds of things in it. So looking at eliminating what comes into our body is good. All right. Anything else you have to add there, Randy?
Right now, what we'd like to do is we'd like people to create some kind of goal for this course. And people have been already expressing what they're interested in, but it might be actually good to write that down.
It would be good to look at what kinds of goals that you're interested in. And I was thinking a little bit about goals and what kind of goals that, you know, I would like to see happen with people in this group as well. And I'd just let you know what a few of those ones are. And I was thinking of, well, okay, better awareness of food choices, you know, what kinds of food we choose, how to create better eating habits. That sounds like I've heard a lot of people saying things in relation to that. That seems to play into a lot of what you were saying. And my big one always is eating more vegetables and more fruit. I'm an absolute fanatic about that. And how to decrease toxicity. So those are some of the things that are kind of like my goals for the group, and I don't know. Do you have any other goals that you?
Well, those would be pretty good goals, I think. You know, as long as you're not saying something like, I want to lose 20 pounds by the end of the course. And the reason for that is that that's not something that you're actually in control about. Like, we can control our We can control our actions. We can control what we're putting in our mouths and stuff like that. But the body ultimately will decide what it's going to do with the situation. And so if we take, it's very possible the person could do that, but to set that and enforce that on the body, you're probably going to create some stress in your life. We're going to
open up the lines again, right? We're going to ask you to tell us some of your goals. And you know, we won't be able to hear from every single one of you. So what we're going to ask you to do is type them up and post your goals either on that, on our website, you know, under there's a special place for them under the under this course. And also, if you don't feel like doing that, you don't want it to be so public, you can email them to us. So one or the other. But right now, it'd be really, really nice to hear from some of you what your goals are.
And some of the people that we haven't heard from yet. So.
Yeah, let's hear something from some people that haven't spoken up yet.
Just by hitting *6, and then you can talk.
I know personally for myself, my name's Nicole. I want to take control back and get fit and be a little bit more wise over the choices I do make. Kind of how I see that, and then start eating a little bit properly. Like, I didn't have the best whole foods growing up, so it wasn't something that was instilled in me, and that's something that I found, you know, just making the better choices and then showing and then letting others know of it.
Good. That's good. Thank you.
It's Melanie.
Okay.
I just want to, I've been eating the same way for about a year and a half, like really good, lots of fruit, lots of vegetables, watching what I eat, but I just can't lose that extra, you know, 8 or 10 pounds. And also I want to pass along this to my children who are only 8 and 5 so that they can grow up eating the right stuff.
Oh, that's great.
That sounds good. Yeah, that's very, those are good ones.
Hello, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
I was wanting to learn more about food combining and more about how to get more alkaline foods or a better balance between the expansive and contractive foods.
Oh, great. That's a very, those are both favorite subjects of mine. Yeah, they're really important. Yeah.
And I'm finding it, the table foods and cooking in a better way and that sort of thing is always a challenge.
Okay.
Everything you mentioned, Diana's an expert at.
Those are my favorite subjects. Great, thank you.
It's easy enough to say goals, but as everyone knows, the way to actually achieve a goal is through taking small little steps that we do on a daily basis or a weekly basis. And so what we would suggest for people to actually achieve their goals, whatever it is, if you've actually written one down or not, is really just to participate in these classes. And we've mentioned it before, we'll just mention that again, that we're gonna ask you to do homework. Diana's gonna give you some really clear homework in a few minutes. We'll be asking you to make posts on the website about, let's say, your goals or that kind of thing. And although some of the actions may seem sort of, oh, gee whiz, do I really have to do that kind of thing, it really, really makes a big difference. And it's sort of this whole Chinese yin-yang thing. It's that whatever you take into the body, that if you're not processing it, if you're not digesting it, if you're not working with it, it's just going to cause constipation. And so it won't do you any good. And the Chinese sort of feel that if you've been given knowledge and you don't share that, then it's sort of almost like bad luck. It's that kind of sort of idea that there has to be balance and things are always flowing. And
you know, it was Chinese New Year's yesterday.
Yes. And so the way to get the most out of this course is just to do, you know, the simple exercise to participate as much as you can. And so we'd like everyone to be, first of all, sort of committed to yourself, whatever your particular goal is. Next, you can be sort of committed to doing whatever happens during the course. Like this was basically an introduction to the course, just sort of setting things up and getting things organized. But we also would also like, in order to sort of keep that commitment and to almost maybe be responsible a little bit, we'd like everyone to have a buddy in this course. And so there's many people on the phone that already know someone else. And so you can have two buddies or three buddies or four buddies or five buddies, however many there is in a group that know each other, you can all do that. But we'd like you all to be responsible to someone or some small group of people to at least have your homework done, stuff like that, and at least make email interchange or a quick phone call. And for those people that do not have a buddy, that you don't know anyone else, just give us send us an email, or you can call Diana, and this is all on the website, and we will set you up with somebody appropriate. And so it helps to know sort of, let's say, where you're from. That helps a lot. And so the other thing that you can do to participate, we're going to ask this every week, is that you give you post on the website. So while the talk was going on, I made a posting for this first week, and there'll be a PDF file that you can download, and we're going to give you another one very shortly. And we'd just like for people to either give what their goals are for the course, you know, in a sort of a positive manner, or some positive comment about what you learned during this course. This is the first time I taught this course on the phone, and we really feel that there has to be that interaction and for people to really learn the law. So we'd really like to ask you to do that.
And it would be fun for us too to read what you're saying, and it'll help you to feel like you're really participating by doing that, right?
Right, yeah. It makes a big surprise post on a website can do where you know other people are doing that. You actually do feel like a community, and you do feel like you're sharing and participating.
Yeah, we'd like to feel that kind of community feeling with the whole group, and that's practically the only way it can happen.
And so right now, Diana is going to give you your biggest bit of homework for the whole course. It's probably only maybe 10, 15 minutes maximum, but she's going to explain it, and this is going to really, like our next week, we'll be talking a lot about nutrition, and so this is going to create some awareness in that field. So, Diana?
Okay, great. Okay, so, you know, I've heard many people talk about, you know, how they're making food choices that they're not happy about, and you know, there's some bad habits, and they need to be, you know, getting an idea of more of what they are doing that they shouldn't be doing, and just kind of like looking at the whole thing. And so what we're going to do is we're going to actually ask you to keep track of what you are eating and drinking on a daily level, all day long for 2 to 3 days. And we have posted on the website a really nice chart, and it's what you want to do is you'll write down on there the time that you ate something or drank something, and we want whatever you've drank. If you drank a green tea, then write that down. If you drank some water, write that down, and write the quantity down. And we want, even if you've taken supplements of any sort, any nutritional foods, anything that like that as well, write it down, the time, the quantity that you ate, the amount that you ate, And medications too. If you're on any medications, just write all that down and do that for 2 or 3 days. And hopefully typical days. It's not really very relevant if it's like, you know, it's this one off day where you went off to, you know, lunches that you never go to, parties that you don't usually go to, but just something that's quite typical. And I figure if you do 2 or 3 of them, then you'll have a good one. And so it's called Real Food for Life Food and Activity Log. And there's a date on the side. You write the date, then you write the time you had it, the food or drink or supplement or medication, the amount that you ate. And then there's a few columns there. There's 3 columns in between that you just leave blank. You don't have to do anything with those. And then at the end, there's another couple of columns, physical activity, and the activity and time you spent doing it. Now, don't worry if you don't have any physical activities to put in there. It's fine, but most people are doing something. Even if you've just been running up and down the stairs all day, or you've been vacuuming, you know, you'd be surprised at what a lot of mothers do, even though they don't work out per se. They are working out. How many times did you lift up that baby all day long? You know, all the different things that you've done. So just, you can write that down too, and it just gives you a little bit of an idea. So it's just something to analyze things with. And when you come back, the first weeks that we're having our class back, then we're going to go through those. And what we want you to do, we'll send you an email reminding you of when our next class is. But what we want to tell you right now is that both Randy and I are going to be away in Palm Springs next week, so there will not be a class next week. But the following week we'll be back, which is February 10th, and that's when we're going to first really get going with this. That'll be our big first learning week. And that's where we're going to start creating more awareness around what's happening with the food and drinks and whatever we're consuming. And even just you writing all that down will start to become something that'll help make you more aware. You know, when you start writing things like that down, you start going, oh, I see, you know. And make sure the quantities are there. You know, if you've eaten, you know, if you've had a chicken dinner, don't just say chicken dinner. Say I had 1 piece of chicken or 2 pieces of chicken. I had a piece of broccoli. I had some potatoes. I had some carrots. I had a salad. Whatever you had with it. And the quantities of each one of those things. So we can actually look at it all. And we're going to analyze it. We'll show you ways that we're going to analyze it when you come back. So basically, you have 2 weeks to do that. And
that's not too hard.
That's not hard. No.
No. I should just mention that this is the only time that you're going to do this. This is not calorie counting for the rest of your life. This is a one-shot thing to create a certain kind of awareness of what you're actually, you know, doing generally in your life, but. But after we go through this, then you won't be doing this anymore. I know, because this is the kind of thing that I know I really enjoy this thing once you do it, but there's this natural inclination not to want to write those darn things down.
But it will be interesting. You'll find it interesting, and it might seem a little a little tiresome just when you think about it. But once you get going, it'll be fun. Just have this piece of paper with you and just take it around with you. And if you go onto our website, you'll see there's a new posting there called Radiant Energy and Healthy Slimness Course, Call 1, Getting Started Right. And that's where you'll find that activity log. And also that's the place where you can start leaving comments about, you know, the things that have been going on for you, like this, your goals, your feedbacks, anything can go there. And I'm very excited. I'm looking forward to it. Already there's lots of people who've put things in on the website and made their comments about different things. And I really find it fun reading what people are saying.
And we should mention that if you have something private that you want to, or you have, let's say, a problem or, you know, something just not working or something like that, you can email us directly, and that is diana@realfoodforlife.com, or you can even call us. Some of you have my number. Diana's number is 780-489-4477.
And that's all on the website anyways. And and if you, you know, okay, you know, this Sunday I'll be away for a week, but and so will Randy. But the thing is, I'll be checking my emails when I'm gone a couple of times. So if there's anything really urgent, don't be afraid to say, I'll definitely be coming in and looking at, I'll definitely come in and look at the Real Food for Life website. Don't worry about that. I'm a bit of a computer geek. I have to come and look at things all the time. So, okay, anything else to add, Randy?
I don't think so. Maybe if people have any questions. Okay, so we'd like to, we're going to try to keep these calls always on time, and we, you know, sort of, we value everyone's time and our own time too. So we're going to, we're happy that we're actually within the hour, and we'll hear from you in 2 weeks from now at this same phone number, same law. And you should have your homework done. And you also should log into the website and do some kind of posting. Okay?
Okay. And what would be really great is if some of you could email, I guess you won't be able to, if there's anybody who can email me a couple of their food activity logs, that would be great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.